So my name is Adrienne Greco, and I own two salons in Virginia Beach and Chesapeake. It's Fringe Salon, and we just expanded to open our second location. I enjoy listening to this. I'm always looking for suggestions and tips and ways to improve myself, my team, my salon as a whole, and really just moving up and forward in the industry and being the best that we can be. So I guess the question that I have now is, what would you suggest to a second salon owner opening a second location as far as time management and being able to really just give as much of myself to my staff as I can between two locations? Having to split my time now is a little bit difficult. So any tips on that would be wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
This is the Matt Beck Podcast. Today's episode is powered by MinervaBeauty.com.
All right, so I think this is a great question. So, Adrian, what I would say, first off, I don't own two salons, so I cannot speak from experience on this. But what I can say is, me and my wife, we own Free Salon Education and we own Salon Gratitude. So we own two businesses. They are in the same building now, but they haven't been the whole time. But even though we're in the same building, sometimes it doesn't feel like we are. So I would say that I can address, those kind of challenges. And I think the biggest thing is that people think that they have to be in people's faces all the time. And I actually don't really agree with that scenario. I think that as long as you are still communicating with everyone, even if it's through text, like I think salon owners nowadays, they don't even think about those kind of communication ways. They're kind of stuck in old ways of needing to be right next to the person all the time. I think as long as you're staying focused on, is your salon growing? Checking your team's numbers, if there's an issue, addressing that issue, and being available when they need you. I think that that's all you can really do. Whether you have multiple locations or not. Because some people have one salon and they have a little child at home as well, and they can't be there all the time. So I think that the goal in your business is to make sure that it can run without you there. And that you're keeping that under control. That's the hardest part. Obviously, all of us struggle with, that balance of keeping it under control. But I think number one is communication. So you can always tell in your business when you're lacking communication. I think it's just making sure that you're aware of what's happening around you and just paying attention to it. So that would be my answer for that. I know it's kind of vague, but just communicate, check on everything, make sure that your individual stylists are growing. And if they're not growing, try to figure out why. Have conversations at that point with them. But if they're growing, then there's no reason to even worry about being in their face all the time. So that's the beauty of the whole thing. So I hope that helps. If you guys out there want to ask a question for this podcast, make sure you download the Anchor app. Anchor is a really cool app that allows you, it's almost like a social media network. Just like Adrian, she left that message and I got to answer it like this. So that's the cool thing about it. You can leave messages to my podcast and I can hear them, whether you're just telling me that you like it, you don't like it, or you have a question for a later episode. You can do that on Anchor. So download the app. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll talk to you later.